Thanks so much, Lord. Do keep your Bibles open. If you've not met, my name is Steve. I'm the vicar. It's a joy to have you with us. And last week we started our year with our verse for the year. To him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3, 20-21. And we heard that word, ask. He's the God who can do immeasurably more than we can ask. And that's why we're going to think about prayer for the next 5 weeks together. And we're going to look at the best place where we can learn to pray as God's people, where we can learn to know how to ask God and what to ask God and what we should be concerned with in our prayers. And this section in Matthew 6 is a thrilling section. And today we're just going to look at the opening verses as we think about asking. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And we're going to see that Jesus teaches two big things. Firstly, to enjoy being children of God, our Father in heaven. And secondly, to be passionate about God's honour and glory. Hallowed be his name. So firstly, enjoying being children of God. And we say, our Father in heaven. And that just slips of our lips, doesn't it? Week after week, we come here and we pray that prayer and we just say it so naturally. But friends, don't miss the opportunity to stop and to marvel at the wonder of to call God our Father. Jesus wants us to understand the extraordinary relationship that is ours through him with God. Jesus tells us to begin our prayers addressing the omnipotent, that is all-powerful, the omniscient, all-knowing, the omnipresent, present everywhere, all times, God, as our Father. The original word in Aramaic was Abba. It was a term of endearment, of respectful, close intimacy that Jewish families used to call their father, father, something like dad. And Jesus wants you and I to understand the extraordinary relationship that we can have with God as our Father. It shapes how we see God. It's relational language. We could say mighty God. We could say sovereign Lord. We could say holy judge. All true. But Jesus says, when you pray, pray Father. Talk to Dad. Pray Father. And that brings a real sense of sweet, intimate relationship. It draws us into relationship as children of God. In my first teaching job in Cardiff, I turned up for school for the first day, took on my first class, went to the staff room and found that one of the teachers used to teach me as a boy. He was called Mr. Thomas. And I found him intimidating as a boy. And even now as a fellow teacher, I felt quite scared of the guy. His title, Mr. Thomas, kept him far away from me. It's a bit like when I first met my mother-in-law-to-be. I used her name, Mary, which was a mistake. She said, no, Mrs. Burrows to you. She was saying, back off, tiger. But of course, Mr. Thomas, the school teacher, said, hi, Steve. I'm Colin. Pleased to meet you. Great to have you on the team. And my mother-in-law became Mum when I married Jenny, and the relationship changed. When we become Christians, when we trust the Lord Jesus, our relationship with God Almighty changes. We call him Father. It changes how we see him. It's relational language. It's a beautiful thing. Now, I was blessed to have and still have a great dad, a great human father. I know that's not true for all of us. And our experience of dads can be quite painful and disappointing. But just imagine this morning the sort of dad you'd have loved to have if your dad wasn't a good dad. The dad you'd have dreamed of having. And that name, Father, is one of intimate respect and closeness, close and respected. And the glory of these words here are that every believer, regardless of whether you had a good dad or a rubbish dad, you can say, I have a good, good Father, the greatest Father of all, God the Father, the great, almighty, holy, loving Creator. Now, how can we say that this morning? If you're not yet a Christian, how can you say God is my Father? Is it because he created us? Because he gave us life and breath? Is he a father by birth? Well, the Bible says no. Is it because we are good? We deserve to call him Father? Well, no, we know, as we've said, we are sinners. That our sin is the barrier between us and God, the Creator. We cannot know him. We are not in relationship with him naturally because of our sin. So how do we call God the Holy Almighty God, Abba, Daddy? Well, it's because of Jesus. And because God is his Father. He is the Son of God. He calls God his Father. That is a relationship that he enjoys within the Trinity, within the Godhead. Jesus consistently addresses his Father as Abba. And Jesus is sent into the world to make possible for us, those who can't call God our Father, to have a relationship with God through his death on the cross. He makes the way for forgiveness and relationship and reconciliation for us to call God our Father so we can be children of God. John 14, verse 6 says this. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. When you trust Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, you get to come to God as Father. As it says in John 1, verse 12, yet to all who did receive him, that's Jesus, to those who believed in Jesus' name, he gave the right to become children of God. Isn't that amazing? Through faith in Jesus, he's done for us a glorious thing. We can be adopted into God's family forever, reconciled to him. It's beautiful. We can call him Dad. Isn't that a joy? Isn't that a privilege for your believer this morning? Through faith in Christ, we can say, Father, our Father. And notice what we say together, our Father. It's our Father. We say that with Jesus. Isn't that amazing? We say with Jesus, our Father. But also we're saying, our Father, it's a family thing. We're a family. I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy. There's a film about his life out at the moment. It's a guy called Nicholas Winton. Maybe you've seen the film called One Life. It's a remarkable story of this guy who managed to get 669 Jewish children out of Prague before the Nazis invaded. Now, those children are known as Sir Nicholas's children. They were saved through his efforts, united together as a family, rescued through his work. He worked so hard to get them to safety. And because of his work, do you know what? There are now 6,000 descendants from those 669 children. Isn't that amazing? And there's a lovely moment in the film, you must go and see it, it's just so good, when he is reunited with one of the girls he saved, and she's grown up and she's a grandmother, she brings her daughter and her children, and you see him enjoying the joy of being in relationship with this family that he saved. It's a lovely moment. They're eating cake and tea. They're swimming in his pool. It's beautiful. And they call themselves, even the descendants, so we are St. Nicholas's children. Well, through faith in Jesus, friends, through the Son of God, we call him our Father. We are his family. Saved family, called to enjoy him together. That is our joy today, to sing his praise, isn't it? As people who've been saved eternally through the death of Jesus, Jesus says, we're a family, we're God's family, we're his people. We gather each Sunday as his family. We pray together, our Father. That's remarkable. What a joy. What a privilege. Friends, step back. Be refreshed by this glorious truth. Access relationship with God as our Father. A relationship we can enjoy together. A relationship we can enjoy throughout the day. What a joy, what a privilege. Notice it says, he is our Father in heaven. He's enthroned on high. And it's a point to show us his mighty splendor, that he can do immeasurably more than all we could ever ask or imagine. This is the God we know, our Father. Go on, challenge yourself today. Give yourself the opportunity to create time to enjoy God as your Father. How do you do that? Open your Bibles, read about him, speak to him, and turn to him throughout the day. My kids are always calling me saying, Dad, I love that. And God loves that too. Enjoy being children of the Father. Turn to Him whenever you can. Pray with others. Pray for others. Gather with the church family. Pray in small groups in your home. Throughout the day, cry out. Enjoy the fact that you are not on your own. You have a mighty God in heaven. He's your Father and He cares. Turn to Him. Turn to Him and enjoy that relationship, friends. Enjoy being children of God, our Father in heaven. But also, secondly, who are passionate about God's honour and glory in our prayers. Hallowed be His name. I want, friends, what are you passionate about? For sure, what you're passionate about is what you're going to talk about. Your footy team, your kids, your dog, your cat, your budgie, your favourite books, your garden. Well, what about your Heavenly Father, your God? Are you passionate about Him and His honour and His glory? That's what Jesus wants us to pray. A first priority here. He says the first thing you want to pray in your prayers after addressing the Father is to say, hallowed be your name. In Wales, we talk about the hallowed turf of the rugby ground, the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff. It's just a bit of grass, but it's called the hallowed turf because amazing things happen there occasionally for Wales. But as believers, and we have lots of passions which are good, it's right to be passionate about stuff, but actually what is your greatest passion? It should be for the glory and the hallowing of the name of the Lord. That's what Jesus says. Pray about it. Pray. Hallow His name. Have you wondered why we say hallow His name? Why is it important to hallow God's name? Well, in the Bible, the Lord's name reveals His character. We get to know God through His name. So just like Mr. Thomas became Colin and a whole new relationship started, I began to know Colin. It removed the distance. I got to know him better as we talked together and worked together. So in a similar way, the Lord God reveals His name, the Lord. So I have that reading from Exodus 34. The context is Moses, and Moses says to God, he says, show me your glory, show me what you're like, reveal yourself to me. He's requesting to see more of the Lord, to get to know Him. Reveal yourself to me, God. And He does, the Lord does. We're told God proclaims His name. He proclaims His name. His name is the Lord. The Lord, and that tells us what He's like. He's the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin, yet He does not leave the guilty unpunished. This is what God is like. He reveals it in His name, the Lord, and all His wonderful attributes and truths. Throughout the Old Testament, God reveals His name. He reveals Himself more and more. This is the content of His name. And when we see Jesus walking the earth, the fullest revelation of God, we see Jesus with hands. We see God with hands and feet. The Son, as it says in Hebrews 3, reveals the radiance of God's glory. We see the Lord of Exodus 34 in the flesh. His name, His character lived out before our eyes, recorded for us in the words of Scripture. We see Jesus. And Jesus, just as He lives for the Lord's glory, He says, I want you to pray. I want you to learn to pray, my followers, to be passionate about the glory and honor of God's name. Pray. Hallowed be your name. It's challenging, isn't it? It's a wake-up call to us. We pray this every week. Are we letting its challenge sink in to shape our prayers and life? Are we passionate about God's honor and glory in our lives, in our church, in our community, in our society, in our government, in our world? What sort of things could you be praying about as you seek to pray about your own life and hallowing His name? What about hallowing Him with your lips? Friends, does it hurt us when we hear the name of His Son or the Lord's name used as a swear word? Are we bothered by blasphemy? Or have we become so used to it that actually started to join in? No, hallowed be His name on your lips. Hallowed His name is precious, not as a waste word to express surprise or distress. It's not just our lips, it's our lives. Lord, I'm going to pray about my life that you'll be hallowed today in the way that I live. It's about behaviour, isn't it? It's a great reminder and warning to keep us close to God's word, to see how he wants us to live, his commands. Richard Coke in his book says this: being children of God, we are our Father's promotional campaign, his advertisement to the world. You're a walking billboard. Do you know that? You're a walking billboard for the hallowing and honouring of God's name. Pray about that. Lord, in my life, help me to hallow you. Are you living a holy life? Are you reliable and honest at work? Are you loyal to your friends and your church? Are you respectful in relationships? Are you supportive of your spouse and friends? Are you caring towards your kids or your siblings? Are you careful with alcohol? Are you kind to the weak and the oppressed? We could go on and on and on. Live a life that hallows his name. But if you're dishonourable, grumpy, argumentative, at work or school or home, rude to people, selfish with money, casual about pornography, or disloyal to your family or friends or colleagues, then others will think, not a lot of your God. His name will not be honoured and hallowed. It's not just lips and living, is it? It's a heartfelt mission. Locally and globally, when we pray, hallowed be your name, we should pray that the name of the Lord be known and worshipped all over the world. You see, wherever people are not worshipping Jesus, they need mission, they need the gospel. Are you praying about that? Are you doing anything about it? Are you speaking of Jesus? Are you sending money to support missions? Are you thinking about world missions yourself? That his name will be worshipped and hallowed all over the world. This is a massive prayer. Hallowed be your name. What a joy on a Sunday as we gather that we can together lift up the name of the Lord and worship him together. This place is a place where we hallow the Lord's name and work. Ask. Ask. Teach me to pray, Lord. Help me to enjoy being one of your children. My Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven. Help me, Lord, to be passionate about your honor and glory with my family today, at work tomorrow, as I pray, as I speak, as I give, as I live. Lord, help me to hallow your name. It is a beautiful name. What a beautiful name the Lord's name is. But maybe this morning you say this prayer a lot and yet you do not know God as your Father. This talk of relationship is just a bit far removed from you. Do you know, today would be a great day to trust in him for the first time, to come to the Father and say, Father, I'm a sinner, but thank you for sending Jesus the Savior to pay for my sins. Come into my life, forgive me, help me to follow you. Is that easy? Trusting the Lord, turning to him. I've got lots of little books at the back called Me, a Christian. It's a great little prayer. You might want to pray if that's you. It's at the back. People have some. There's some laying out. Grab the opportunity. Today is a great day to come to know the Lord God as your Father. Or maybe join us tomorrow night. Honest questions. Explore the faith. Be intrigued by this glorious truth that Jesus came, that you might know the God of the universe as your Father. Grab the opportunity. Grab the opportunity. And for those who know the Lord, let us learn to enjoy today being his children and be more passionate for the honor of his name. Let me pray. Lord, thank you so much for the precious gift of this prayer. I pray, Lord God, you'd use it to grow us in our faith, in our relationship, our dependence on you for your glory and our great good. In Jesus' name, amen.